Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Pregnancy Devotional for Expectant Moms, 5-Minute Devotions to Bond with Your Unborn Baby, Uplift You Through Anxious Moments, and Handle the Ups and Downs of Each Trimester with Faith is a short-form, Christian devotional written for pregnant readers who want spiritual support that fits into a busy routine. Published under the name Biblical Teachings, the book combines scripture, brief reflections, prayers, practical pregnancy encouragement, and journaling space. Its structure is intentionally accessible, with 48 devotions arranged to speak to different stages of pregnancy, from early uncertainty to labor preparation. Rather than presenting pregnancy as a purely physical experience, the book frames it as a season for prayer, trust, gratitude, and reflection. That approach makes it both a devotional and a companion for emotional reassurance. It is designed for expectant mothers, but it also has broader appeal for women trying to conceive, newlyweds, or readers seeking a faith-based resource centered on motherhood and anxiety relief. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a trimester-based devotional structure that matches pregnancy milestones. One of the book's clearest strengths is its organization around the progression of pregnancy. The content is described as 48 devotions tailored to each trimester, which matters because pregnancy concerns change significantly over time. Early pregnancy often brings uncertainty, physical discomfort, and fear about what lies ahead. Later stages shift toward endurance, preparation, and anticipation of labor. By matching devotionals to these stages, the book avoids a one-size-fits-all approach and instead gives readers a framework that reflects the actual emotional rhythm of pregnancy. This structure also helps the book function as a steady companion rather than a book to be read all at once. Readers can return to a short entry when needed, making the experience more practical than a long study guide. In a devotional market where many books offer general encouragement, this trimester-aware design gives the book a more specific, pastoral function. It recognizes that the same reader may need different forms of reassurance at different points in the journey. Secondly, faith as a response to anxiety, uncertainty, and physical discomfort, the book emphasizes brevity, presenting itself as a 5-minute devotional. That format is not just a marketing detail. It shapes how the book works spiritually and practically. Pregnancy can bring fatigue, appointments, distractions, and emotional overload. So long reading sessions are often unrealistic. A short devotional reduces the burden of engagement and makes it easier for a reader to maintain a habit of reflection, even on difficult days. The promise of quick access to scripture and prayer also addresses anxiety directly, because the reader is not asked to process a large amount of material before reaching the comforting elements. Instead, the book moves rapidly toward reassurance, which is appropriate for moments when the reader may feel overwhelmed or mentally scattered. This makes the devotional less like an in-depth theological study and more like a daily stabilization tool. Its value lies in consistency and accessibility, offering spiritual support in a form that fits the fragmented schedule and limited energy common in pregnancy. Thirdly, scripture, prayer, and gratitude as the book's core spiritual method. The devotional's method centers on 3 repeated practices: scripture, prayer, and gratitude. These are not presented as abstract religious ideals, but as responses to the emotional challenges of pregnancy. Bible verses and short stories provide a theological anchor, reminding readers that their fears and hopes are being interpreted through faith rather than isolation. The prayers are described as quick and powerful, which suggests they are meant to be used immediately in moments of stress rather than as formal exercises. Gratitude gives the book a balancing effect, redirecting attention from worry toward trust and recognition of God's care. This combination is important because it offers a simple spiritual sequence: identify concern, turn to scripture, pray, and reframe the experience through thankfulness. That makes the devotional practical for readers who may not have a developed study routine, but still want meaningful spiritual engagement. The approach is familiar within Christian devotional writing, but here it is applied with a specific maternal purpose, linking inner calm with the experience of carrying a child. Fourthly, practical reflection through journaling and workbook prompts. The inclusion of workbook pages and dedicated journaling space gives the book a more interactive role than a standard devotional. This feature matters because pregnancy is a transitional period that many readers want to remember clearly, yet it often passes quickly and unevenly. Journaling allows the reader to record thoughts, fears, prayers, milestones, and reflections in a structured way, turning the book into a personal archive as well as a reading guide. This interactive dimension can deepen emotional engagement because it asks the reader to respond, not just consume. It also supports memory and self-awareness, helping the user notice patterns in anxiety, gratitude, or spiritual growth over time. In a category that often focuses on encouraging words alone, this book adds an active component that makes the reader a participant in the devotional process. That is a meaningful distinction because it broadens the book's purpose from comfort to reflection. The result is a resource that can function both during pregnancy and as a keepsake afterward. Lastly, pregnancy symptom support alongside spiritual encouragement. The book stands out because it does more than offer inspiration. According to the available descriptions, it also includes practical tips for handling pregnancy symptoms and labor-related anxiety. That combination gives the book wider usefulness than a purely devotional text. Readers who open it for prayer may also find small, grounded reminders that connect spiritual reassurance to everyday bodily experiences, such as morning sickness, stress, or anticipation of delivery. This blending of spiritual and practical support is especially relevant in pregnancy, where emotional concerns and physical symptoms are closely linked. It also makes the book accessible to readers who may want faith-centered encouragement without a heavily academic or doctrinal tone. The overall effect is to position the devotional as a gentle companion for the full pregnancy experience, not only for isolated moments of worship. Its niche is clear. It addresses the needs of expectant mothers who want brief faith-based guidance that acknowledges both heart and body. That practical sensitivity is what gives the book its strongest identity within the devotional category. In conclusion, this book is best suited for expectant mothers who want a brief, faith-centered resource that acknowledges both the spiritual and emotional realities of pregnancy. It will also appeal to readers trying to conceive, newly married women thinking ahead to motherhood, or anyone looking for a Christian devotional that is specifically shaped around prenatal experience. Its main practical benefit is accessibility. The 5-minute format makes it realistic for tired or anxious readers, while the short prayers, scripture, and journaling space give the devotional more depth than a simple encouragement book. Compared with similar titles, what makes it stand out is its combination of trimester-based organization, reflective writing prompts, and a calm, non-pressuring tone. It does not try to overwhelm the reader with long theological instruction. Instead, it offers a structured, emotionally aware companion for a season that often feels uncertain and physically demanding. In the crowded Christian pregnancy devotional niche, that focused balance of brevity, prayer, and practical support is its defining advantage. If you would like to support biblical teachings, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.